Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world. Today on the program, you will hear stories from Alice Bryant and Brian Lynn. Later, Katie Weaver will have this week's Personal Technology Report. But first, China's government plans to create an economic zone that it hopes will become a center for technology. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently announced plans for the project. It would turn a huge underdeveloped area southwest of Beijing into a modern and technologically advanced zone. The Shouan New Area will be about 3 times the size of New York City when completed. It is expected to become like Shenzhen, a modern high-tech city that acts as a bridge between Hong Kong and mainland China. She said that the zone will create growth for places like Beijing, Tianjin, and Hebei. China's north has long been less of an economic force and innovator than the south. But now, officials are trying to reshape the capital to create new models of growth. But critics say state-led plans for development, rather than letting market forces decide, will fail. In fact, soon after the plans for Shouan were announced, problems quickly began. Stock prices of companies in the area rose sharply when the plan was announced. But officials halted trading for those stocks for several days last week. When trading was permitted to restart on Monday, the share prices of many companies dropped sharply. When the plans were announced last month, housing prices in the area rose sharply. Officials then quickly stopped all housing development projects, including home improvements. State media report the central government has begun to develop a high-quality master plan for Shouan. But people who live in the area, property companies, and possible investors and homeowners are not sure what is happening. Some people say that although the plan was announced just recently, there has been uncertainty for months. One farmer spoke to VOA.
Last year, the rumors were already starting to fly. We don't know what's going on. At first, you couldn't plant crops, and now you can't build? This is not normal.
On the internet, some people say they believe the government is trying to control property values so it will not have to pay a lot for home demolitions. It is not clear how long restrictions on property in the area will stay in effect. Li Jia is managing director of North China for the real estate company Colliers International. Li says it seems that the government is extraordinarily determined to apply the ban permanently. In Shouan, there will be no residential development by private companies and no residential units. Li says Colliers believes the Shouan New Area will be different from the rest of the country, where the real estate industry has an important part in economic growth. Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli recently said large property development will not be permitted in Shouan. It is not clear what officials will do with already finished developments or projects still being built. A VOA reporter recently visited sales offices of some large developments in the area. All of them had signs that said property sales had been canceled. People who live there say the rise of housing prices will make it even more difficult for them to buy a home. Some said they may be forced to move away from the area. One woman was asked about the new development area.
After hearing the plan, all I wanted to do is cry. I haven't been able to sleep or eat for days. I've worked half a lifetime, and now I have to throw it all away.
On the internet, many people strongly oppose the plan for the new development zone. Businessman and blogger Renjie Shang wrote a long commentary that was removed from a Chinese social media website. In the message, he said the market decides what cities are created and where, not the government. Ren wrote, "An unwillingness to accept these differences and competition and instead use administrative power to force the creation of a unified city will inevitably fail." The central government has suggested that some functions of the capital could be moved to Shouan. There is talk that schools, universities, and non-essential government departments will be moved to the zone. There are also reports that state-owned companies will be forced to move there. But many people say that is not likely to happen. One Hong Kong-based website said the new zone is an important part of Xi Jinping's legacy and part of efforts to support his Chinese dream. The site said if the zone is properly developed, it could reduce the effect of issues such as overpriced property, pollution, and a large gap between China's rich and poor.
Japan's government has proposed new limits on the amount of overtime employees can work. The restrictions would cap overtime to 100 hours per month and 720 hours per year. The plan is supported by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and the reforms are expected to eventually be approved by Parliament. The government has said the overtime limits aim to fight what the Japanese call karoshi, or death from overwork. Japan's business culture has a long history of demanding that employees work many hours of overtime. An online survey last year also found that most Japanese workers only take about half the number of vacation days they are given. The dangers of long working hours were highlighted by the 2015 death of an employee at Japanese advertising company Dentsu. The 24-year-old female employee committed suicide after complaining to family about the long hours she had to work. Public outrage over the woman's death led to the resignation of Dentsu's CEO last January. The company's new chief has pledged to obey all labor laws and carry out reforms to protect the health and safety of employees. Michael Chuchek is with Temple University's Japan campus. He says efforts by the Japanese government to improve conditions for workers are seen as a good thing. However, he and some Japanese activist groups believe the proposed limits are too high to truly make life better for employees.
The number is absurd that in a single month one can have 100 hours of overtime. It is simply a ridiculous number.
A government report said last year that about 1 in 5 Japanese companies have employees who work such long hours that they are at serious risk of death. The report found that nearly 23% of companies had some employees working over 80 hours of overtime a month. Medical officials have noted a greater possibility of death from work among people working at least 80 overtime hours per month. The survey also showed that about 21% of Japanese employees work an average of 49 or more hours each week. That number compares to 16% of American, 13% of British, and 10% of French employees. Chuchek says the woman who killed herself while working at Dentsu is an example of how work isolates many Japanese workers.
She was living not at home, but in a corporate dormitory, so there was never anybody to talk to, never any way of her breaking out of the environment where you must work, you must work, you must work was being pressed upon her.
He said he hopes new overtime rules will send a clear message to Japanese companies that they can no longer demand an environment leading to employee health problems and death. I'm Alice Bryant.
Major airplane manufacturers are now moving to develop the future of flight with electric planes and personal flying vehicles. Boeing is one of those companies. It recently invested in Zunum Aero, a company working to build electric aircraft for commercial flights. Zunum is based in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington. It says it is hoping to revolutionize air travel by cutting flight times and greatly reducing costs. By the early 2020s, the company plans to operate electric aircraft to carry 10 to 15 passengers on trips up to 1,100 kilometers. It says the cost of such flights could be as low as $25 each way. Zunum noted on its website that while America has more than 13,500 airports, 97% of all air traffic goes through just 140 larger hubs. By traveling through smaller airports, passengers can greatly reduce door-to-door travel time and avoid long security lines. JetBlue was another major company to invest in Zunim. The head of JetBlue's investment group, Bonnie Simi, said Zunim fits the airline's desire to seek new technologies to change the game. She praised the company for developing quiet, environmentally friendly aircraft for sustainable travel. Zunim's planes will be powered by two large engines at the back. The aircraft will be hybrid electric, meaning they rely mostly on battery power, but also burn fuel when needed. The goal is to eventually fly fully electric planes, although most experts believe this could take many years. This is because battery technology still has a long way to go to provide long-lasting power, but not be too heavy for the aircraft. European-based Airbus is also working to develop electric and hybrid aircraft for short trips. The company's EFAN project is experimenting with electric propulsion engines. These engines would turn clean-burning hydrogen fuel into electricity. Earlier this year, Airbus announced plans to test a self-flying air taxi to transport people in the sky above busy city streets. Officials in Dubai said they would actually launch a pilotless air taxi sometime this year. Airbus is also working on future self-driving personal flying vehicles. The company provided a first look at its concept car called Pop-Up at the Geneva Motor Show last month. The fully electric vehicle is designed to be used on the ground and in the air. Passengers ride inside a capsule that connects to a wheeled base to be driven on the street. The capsule can also be picked up by a drone-like flyer to transport passengers in the air. It is not known how long it will take before Airbus is ready to start selling its pop-up vehicle. But company officials said the technology could become a reality within 5 to 10 years. Other companies have released plans to release flying cars a lot sooner than that. Slovakia-based engineering company AeroMobile is preparing to show the world its latest model this week. The flying vehicle was designed to fully operate as both a car and aircraft. It runs on a hybrid engine that burns gas. The vehicle has wings that collapse for driving. Driver and pilot licenses will be required to operate the vehicle. AeroMobile is showing the car at the Top Marques Auto Show in Monaco. No launch date or prices have been announced, but the company says it will be taking pre-orders this year. I'm Brian Lynn.
This is What's Trending Today. Late-night television host Jimmy Fallon loves to sing. He has a number of funny skits on his show related to singing. For example, he often asks famous singers on his show to do impressions of other singers. He uses a wheel of musical impressions, The guests are given a song and a singing style. Once, Alicia Keys had to sing the alphabet song in the style of Adele. On a recent show, Fallon and actress Anne Hathaway warned against using translation services and websites like Google Translate for song lyrics. Fallon said he translated the words to some popular songs from English into Hungarian and back into English using Google Translate. He and Hathaway had some fun singing the translated lyrics. The songs Fallon chose to translate were Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, and Just Give Me a Reason by Pink and Nate Roos. Can't Feel My Face became My Front Is Not Felt. I Will Survive became I Will Be Punctual. And Just Give Me a Reason turned into Only Tell Me Grounds. And that's what's trending today.
Google and Pinterest each have new ways to search using images. Both companies believe that people who search images may want more than just a picture of the exact item searched. Many people might seek more general information related to what is in a photo. People might want to see similar images. If you find a piece of clothing you like in images, for example, you may want to see more of the same style. Or maybe you are searching images of prepared food. You may want the recipes connected to the pictured dish. If you are searching for a travel setting, maybe you would like to see images of similar places. Google and Pinterest now have ways to seek such additional information. These new features might inspire you with ideas, as well as provide direct answers. Google has two new features for its image search, both of which help you find related items. These new features from Google, similar items and style ideas, are related to fashion and available on mobile devices. Pinterest also has new features that help you use images to find information. Pinterest Lens lets you use your phone's camera and photos on your phone to search for information. Pinterest also added an image search feature to its Chrome extension to help you get information. Google Image Search recently added a new way to search images. Now, when you search an image, you can search for similar items. This is designed to help users find items of a similar style, which may help inspire fashion ideas. The Similar Items feature works when you do a Google image search using an Android device and on the Google website for mobile. You can use it on iPhone and iPad by going to google.com in the Safari app. But it will not work in the Google app on those devices. By the end of 2017, Google will be adding similar items to image search on other platforms. This feature was announced last week and, for now, is very limited in the kinds of items you can search for. Similar items will work with searches for handbags, sunglasses, and shoes. More fashion items will be added soon, as well as home and garden items. Google also has a new feature called Style Ideas. When you do a Google image search for a fashion item, Style Ideas can suggest accessories to go with that item. Search results will provide photos that show how it looks in the real world. For example, if you are searching for a pair of shoes, Style Ideas can show you dresses and handbags to go with those shoes. You also may see images of people wearing the shoes. Like similar items, Style Ideas works when you do a Google image search using an Android device and on the Google website for mobile. You can see Style Ideas on iPhone and iPad by going to google.com in the Safari app, but not in the Google app on those devices. The Pinterest app for iPhone and Android has been updated with a new feature called Pinterest Lens. This lets you search for pins using the camera on your phone or tablet. Pinterest Lens works worldwide with phones that are set to the English language. To start using Pinterest Lens, open the Pinterest app. Then tap the magnifying glass icon. Tap the red camera icon to take a photo of the object you want to search. The app will try to identify the object and show you related pins. You can also choose keywords to guide the app toward pins you want to see. You can use Pinterest Lens with food to get ideas for recipes, with colors to get ideas for decorating, and with places to get ideas for travel. Pinterest Lens also lets you use photos already on your phone. Tap the photo icon in the top right corner of the screen to use photos you have already taken. Pinterest Lens is in beta, meaning it is still being tested. It does not recognize every item, but should improve the more people use it. Pinterest has added a new feature to its extension on Chrome to help you search images to find related pins. If you use Chrome and have the Pinterest extension, you will see a search icon that will let you find related pins. You will also see a save button that lets you pin a photo to Pinterest. When you click the search icon, you will see a list of keywords and pins that are related to the items in the photo. But the results do not take you to the Pinterest website. Instead, they open a new window with related pins and keywords. If you click on a pin, you will be taken to the Pinterest site. I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.